Leader!
Order, order.
Parliament resumed at 2 with the Speaker celebrating Māori Language Week by reading the daily prayer in Te Reo.
Ko ihu karaiti nei hoki, tō tā tō ariki, āmene.
Amen. And delivered by Lockwood Smith, the prayer in Māori takes about a minute, three times as long as it does in English. And a question that took up more time than it should was this one for the Prime Minister John Key from Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King.
When he said at the start of June that, quote, people will be better off, they just don't know it yet, end quote, had he factored in the following price increases that New Zealanders are experiencing right now? Power, petrol, rent, mortgages, ACC levies, interest rates, car registration, dairy products, and even the price of the pint. And if not, why not?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I've only got one question. Where on earth was that member? Where on earth was that member when the 9 years they were in office? Because let's just run through a few.
Order.
Lockwood Smith reminded Mr Key he was supposed to be giving an answer.
I think it's helpful when ministers, including the Prime Minister, in answering questions, don't ask a question in response. I'm sure the Prime Minister would be capable of rephrasing the start of that answer. The Honourable Prime Minister.
Okay, Mr Speaker, let's just run through a few things for the education of the Labor Party. Electricity prices rose 2.9% in the year to May.
But Mrs King said the Prime Minister was still avoiding her question.
I asked about what this government did, not about what Labor did.
Mrs King had more items for the Prime Minister to put a price on.
What is his understanding of the current price of 2 litres of standard milk, a 1 kg packet of Weet-Bix, and the loaf of white toast bread, and how much cold hard cash will struggling families have to pay after these basic items are increased with GST on the 1st of October?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, my understanding is they'll be much more affordable when the tax cuts come on October 1.
Then costs of a quite different kind were raised in this question for the Prime Minister from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he agree that Cabinet's decision not to lower the allowable blood alcohol content for driving for those aged 20 years and over will have costs on New Zealanders in more accidents and lives lost? And if so, will he support giving his MPs a conscience vote on a green amendment to his upcoming road safety legislation to lower allowable blood alcohol content to 0.05 for all drivers aged 20 years and over?
Dr. Norman's argument that drunk drivers cause car accidents, which in turn impose costs on society, failed to persuade the Speaker of the relevancy of his question. Mrs. King, though, got away another shot at the Prime Minister when she led off the annual estimates debate after question time. Set down to last 8 hours, the estimates debate is the committee stage of the appropriation bill. That's the legislative vehicle for the budget. With the opposition choosing topics for debate, ministers sit down at the table beside the clerk, as they do in the committee stage of all bills. Mrs King, though, pointed to a gap in the ranks.
Mr Chairman, we have one opportunity a year to question the Prime Minister in this estimates debate. Today we will not have that opportunity to question the Prime Minister because, as the House will notice, he is not in the chair. There may be all votes available to debate, as the government has claimed, but there's not the ability to question the minister who is in control of this particular vote. And I think that is wrong.
Mrs King asked why Mr Key didn't want to answer questions about the vote for Prime Minister and Cabinet.
What has he got to hide? Why is he not in the chair today to debate his estimates? That's what this House wants
point
to know.
Order. Point of order.
It was from National's John Carter who acknowledged that Mrs King was not breaking the rules by referring directly to Mr Key's absence from the chamber.
But it's a well-known rule that if you are the minister in charge of the issue on the floor, that you have to sit in the chair which is currently occupied by the Deputy Prime Minister. Therefore, the fact that a member is absent from the chamber is being referred to, and that's against standing orders.
In the chair, Assistant Speaker Rick Barker said Mr Carter had raised a little-known standing order.
He's now made it public, and in fact, and made people to draw the conclusion, but on the interpretation, the member has not referred to the absence of another. He's made the point that someone's not in a particular position in the House, And that does not necessarily mean that they've made clear that they're absent.
Labour speakers then dominated the debate until it was time to move on to a new topic. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.